On Wednesday, a Chicago company called Clockwork flipped a switch. 3,000 small businesses woke up Thursday morning with a CFO, a real, always-on, forecast-running, scenario-building, board-deck-writing CFO. They did not hire anyone. They did not post a job. They did not pay a signing bonus. They just plugged in QuickBooks and Xero.
And you are telling me the small businesses that did not flip that switch this week are going to look 6 months from now like the ones that did not take mobile seriously in 2010? Worse, because in 2010, mobile was a 5-year runway. This one is a 5-week runway, and most owners will not hear about it until it is over.
Right. Here is what we know as of this week. 87% of CFOs now say AI is critical to how their finance department runs. That is Forbes this morning. 54% say putting agents inside finance workflows is priority number one, ahead of data quality, ahead of hiring, ahead of everything. The agenda has shifted. It shifted while most business owners were dealing with payroll.
And every business owner listening knows the feeling. The 25th of the month, cash gets tight, you are staring at a spreadsheet at 11 at night trying to figure out if you can float payroll from receivables that have not come in yet. That is universal. Every single owner listening has lived that.
Now that we all agree that finance visibility is the single biggest source of small business stress, let us talk about who has it and who does not. Companies with a real CFO, the ones over about $30 million in revenue, they get a Monday morning cash forecast. They get a rolling 13-week runway. They get scenario models. What if we lose our biggest customer? What if we raise prices 6%? What if we hire 2 salespeople?
And every business under that $30 million line has been getting none of that because a real CFO costs $250,000 plus. A fractional CFO is 800 to 1,500 pounds a day. That is roughly 6 figures a year for weekly steering.
So the average dentist, the average HVAC shop, the average 6-person law firm, they have been flying blind on numbers for their entire operating history. Not because they did not want the analysis, because they can never afford the analyst. Every one of these has been running with monthly QuickBooks reports and gut feel. Every one. That ends this quarter. And here is the part that should keep you up. Your competitor in the next town over, the one you've been quietly winning against, they might have flipped the switch on Wednesday, and now they know their cash position, their margin trajectory, and their customer concentration risk better than you know your business. Pay attention to this next part. But here's the part nobody is writing about. This is not one product. This is a category launching in real time. Clockwork shipped Mira on Wednesday. Xero shipped Jax into Microsoft 365 Copilot this month. QuickBooks has an agent in preview. There are now at least 4 agentic FP&A tools a business owner can turn on this weekend for less than a family dinner out. The AI CFO stopped being a Series B luxury and became a $50 a month SaaS.
Wait, let me say that back so everyone hears it. For less than the price of dinner for 4, a 2-person law firm can now get a real-time cash forecast, a scenario model, and a board-quality answer to the question, do I have enough runway to hire this associate?
And once you accept that as the new baseline, the question changes. It stops being, can I afford a CFO? It becomes, what will I do with the CFO I already have? That is not the same question. The first is a budget question. The second is a strategy question. This is the mobile in 2010 moment. The business owners who kept treating mobile as an IT question got flattened. The ones who treated it as a strategy question, those are the ones running your city right now.
Correct. The tool is the least interesting part. The tool is the ticket to the room. What you do in the room is what actually matters. 4 moves. This week, free or nearly free. Do them in this order. Number 1.
Pick one agentic FP&A tool and connect it to your books this weekend. Clockwork Mira if you're on QuickBooks or Xero. First forecast is free, 3-minute setup. Or turn on Xero Jax inside Microsoft 365 Copilot if your team already lives in Excel. Do not spend 2 weeks evaluating. Do not schedule a vendor demo. Just connect it and let it read your last 12 months.
Ask the agent 3 specific questions before Monday morning. Question 1. What is my cash position in 90 days if nothing changes? Question 2. Which customer represents the biggest concentration risk in my receivables? Question 3. If I raise prices 6%, what happens to margin and to churn probability? Write the answers down. Those three numbers are your entire operating strategy for Q3.
Build a Monday morning ritual. 10 minutes. Every Monday. Open the agent, ask it what changed last week, and ask it what you should be watching this week. That is the ritual real CFOs run at real companies. It is the single most important habit in finance, and now you can run it. Once that ritual is in place, every board meeting, every investor call, every payroll decision, you walk in prepared. 4.
Take one number the agent surfaces and turn it into a business decision this month, not next quarter, this month. If it tells you your top customer is 40% of revenue, start prospecting like your business depends on it, because it does. If it tells you your gross margin dropped 2 points, find the leak this week. The agent is not the ROI. The decisions the agent enables, those are the ROI.
Which brings us back to the beginning. I said this looks like mobile in 2010, but the runway is 5 weeks instead of 5 years. Here is the historical parallel I actually think about. It is not mobile. It is the personal computer arriving on accountants' desks in 1983. 1983, Lotus 1-2-3.
Correct. Before spreadsheets, financial modeling was the exclusive domain of Wall Street analysts with mainframe access. When Lotus 1-2-3 hit desks in 1983, the accountants who learned it in the first 6 months became the CFOs of their firms by 1988. The ones who said, "My calculator works fine," they did not survive. They got replaced by the ones who hedged, not by big firms, by their own junior staff who learned Lotus first.
So the threat to a small business owner in July of 2026 is not another Fortune 500 competitor. The threat is the 28-year-old operator two towns over who connected Mira on Wednesday and now knows more about her business than the 60-year-old owner across the street knows about his. Do not be the 60-year-old across the street. Every listener has been an early adopter of something in their life. This is that moment for finance visibility. You have felt it work before with another technology. This will work the same way.
Right. Ad Valorem does one thing for the owners who want this done right. We call it the Finance AI Rollout. We map your books, connect the right agent, Mira, Jax, or a QuickBooks native option, set up your three flagship questions, run your first Monday ritual with you live, and hand you a decision framework you will use every week for the next year.
Standard package, 1 week, $3,500. Rush package, 72 hours, $5,500. If you want the desk to keep running the Monday ritual for you and iterating monthly, that is $7,500 a month, month to month, no annual lock-in.
ai.advalerum.io/strategies or reply to this episode. Mention EP23 when you email val@advalerum.io and you get moved to the front of the queue for July. But move this week, because the compounding starts the day you flip the switch, and every week you wait is a week your neighbor pulls ahead. The tools launch this week. The decisions belong to you. Stay early.
Share this episode with one other business owner who still thinks a CFO is out of reach. It is not. Not this week.